Hello, hello. My name is Jana G, RRC Polytech student. Today, I'm talking to Carol Phillips from the Winnipeg Arts Council about the recent city budget cuts to public arts. How long have you been with the WAC?
Since 2006, actually.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's a good long time. We have a great team here. Couldn't be better. Small but mighty. Well, the arts often have a rocky road. We have seen a couple of years of increase and then some stability. And then in 2019, unfortunately, there was a decrease across the board. Now, if I could just explain, we are by mandate, although we're an independent, not-for-profit organization with charitable status, by mandate, the City of Winnipeg has directed us to fund the arts in Winnipeg on their behalf. So we receive funding for operations and grants. That's one pot. And then we, until recently, received another pot for public art. Over the years, that has been steady at $500,000 a year out of the capital funds of the city until 2019, when it began to shrink to the point where in 23, we had $125,000 for the new city four-year financial plan. The prospects at the moment are zero in each of the next 4 years. Wow. Funding has been maintained at 2019 levels for grants and operations. However, that money is not for public art. It's for, you know, supporting the arts and arts organizations in the city. The city has a public art policy that they passed in 2004 unanimously. They handed the public art policy to the Winnipeg Arts Council to administer and deliver public art to the people in Winnipeg. In that policy, it says that same policy should be funded and supported accordingly. Doesn't say by how much, but one would assume that that's not zero. So that's what we face right now. If we don't have money to staff public art, because it needs a fully professional staff position, it actually needs two, but for the last few years, we've only been staggering along with one. If we can't staff that person, then we can't deliver those projects in any event.
Well, I saw on the website that you are still accepting applications for the grants. So you're saying that the grant applications, that is still being funded? It's just the public art?
Yes, that's right. It's public art. So yeah, we have different deadlines throughout the year for the different grant programs, you know, whether it be individual artists or there's a multi-year program for arts organizations. There's a professional development program. There's projects for small organizations. So there are all these ways that we invest in the arts community at large.
Right.
So that 4.6 million.
The 4.6 million that Carol is talking about was a campaign promise that Mayor Scott Gillingham is fulfilling. It's in an effort to bring the WAC funding back to pre-pandemic levels.
Of that, 4 million plus goes back into the community right away. And we just have enough to pay the rent, to pay the salaries, to do a few arts development programs that we like to have on offer, you know, for people who perhaps haven't made the decision to really participate in the arts, but they will come out to a project or a program rather that is of no cost. And it's more about developing community accessibility. So that's what that side of our operations goes to.
Did it come as a shock when the zero funding was announced, or was it something you were sort of anticipating?
When you look back at the previous four-year plan that ended in 23, there was a projection for 24, and there was a zero there for public art.
Oh, wow.
And so we did an awful lot of work to make representation to the mayor and his advisors, to counselors, to senior officials in the city administration. We've been doing that over the course of the last year to remind them again about what public art means to a city and the kind of programs that we deliver through the public art side. I mean, we were asking for an increase, of course. It's our responsibility to ask for additional dollars for the arts in Winnipeg. That's what we're supposed to do. So we were doing that, but we were really focusing on public art. Despite that effort and the comments around restoration of the cuts that had been made in 2019, which were restored on the operating grant side, but continually reduced. And now there's this huge question mark for 24 on the public art side. So we thought that we were well received, lots of discussion, lots of interest, lots of verbal encouragement, but it wasn't there.
Yeah, it's just not on the mayor's radar. I guess there's too many other things that are taking his attention.
Well, of course, you know, the city has so many obligations and responsibilities. And we do understand that funding is that the city resources are pressured. Mm-hmm. And there are ways, you know, we hope that there are future ways that this can be improved. But at the same time, they have to understand how little public art or the arts in total, like all aspects of funding the arts, is less than 0.5% of the city's budget.
Yeah.
So it is of little or no consequence to the city's budget. Now they'll say, oh, every dollar counts. I know, but look at the impact that the amount designated for public art has on the city, because it's not only, you know, the commissions, and you see a major piece like the Mist and Light Fountain in the Millennium mm-hmm. Library, or you see the works along the transit way, the big copper kettle, all of these things that people have really embraced in this city, all the Indigenous works that we've encouraged, Air Canada Park, and you know, that is really an important aspect of what we do, a priority for what we do. If we don't have that $500,000, we cannot fund Nuit Blanche. It's the Winnipeg Arts Council that has created and funded the major light pieces that have been presented in Old Market Square mm-hmm. over the years. There's the substantial budget that they require. It's technology, there's this, there's that. So last year, we didn't have the money to do it. And the overall opinion that came back to Nuit Blanche was, what's going on in Old Market Square? Where was the art? There was nothing of consequence and something that they could engage with in Old Market Square. The mayor has mentioned how happy he feels about Nuit Blanche bringing so many people downtown. And that's what downtown should be, more than one night a year. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't agree more. We want to continue to be able to do things like that, to assist with the return of downtown Winnipeg to what it could be.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with market lands.
Yeah, with the housing going in there and more people living downtown, it's exactly what we need. But, you know, that's just a small, relatively, I mean, it's very welcome, but it's a small project to what downtown Winnipeg requires.
Was the Winnipeg Arts Council approached at all for the south side of Market Lands? There's supposed to be like public art installations and stuff there.
We've had lengthy discussions with them, and there are to be a couple of arts groups that move into that main level of Market Lands. But with the departure of the previous executive director, those discussions have not been renewed. So I'm uncertain as to what's to happen. Now, I mean, I know that they have pulled together the dollars they need for construction. But the thing about public art is that requires ongoing maintenance and programming and interest. So right now, without, you know, any amount in our base funding, we couldn't entertain something like that.
Right. So have these cuts affected anything that the WAC had slated for 2024?
Yeah, I mean, we were planning for Nuit Blanche. We were planning, we have a multi-year public art plan, and there are so many things that we want to do. Our community programming, which we call With Art, where we pair an artist, a professional artist who wants to work this way, with a community body that is interested in going through the creative experience of making public art. And that has been such a wonderful program. And Youth with Art, which is the same principle, but with young people, we can't do any of that because we don't have the money.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad, isn't it? And so much of the arts community and, you know, the performing arts, especially, although visitation at galleries and museums also has not returned to the level pre-pandemic, but the arts are struggling right now. They're struggling with, you know, 50 and 60% audience. We have to give them time and support to recoup and find ways to encourage people to come out again. So it's in a bit of a difficult position right now. You know, we were hoping out of that, with that 4.6 million, we were asking for a 5% raise increase year over year over the course of the 4-year financial plan so that we could pass that on to these arts groups that really need that kind of investment. They need much more, but at least to be able to do that for them. We supported the Manitoba Theatre Centre, and they had a sing-along with the cast of Beautiful, the Carole King story. It was sold out. People just loved it and sang their hearts out. So we were able to get grant funds from the province and from Canadian Heritage, from the feds. But this only happens with a special project that fits their criteria, you know.
Right.
We can't fund the arts by going for grants to other funders. It's just not possible. If the city of Winnipeg doesn't fund the arts to the degree that serve the people of Winnipeg, then it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it is a shame because Winnipeg is known for its arts culture, but also food and music. Like, we have a disproportionate amount of very talented musicians in this city.
Oh, for sure.
It's such a shame to let all that kind of go.
Individuals, as you can imagine, really suffered during the individual artists during the pandemic. And we fund individual artists. We're one of the few municipal arts councils that do that. But we think it's really important because that's the source of all the creative energy for the arts. Starts with the individual artist. So we have a program that makes funding available to them. And we want to see that improved as well, because that's what gets, you know, musicians or young composers or first-time writers or visual artists with their first exhibition, all of these things that are so important to keep the ecology of the arts alive. Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned that you were trying to explain to the city the real impact that public arts initiatives have. If you could, in your own words, really explain that impact on like a larger scale and what it means for a city in the long run.
Well, I've tried to suggest that there are variations on what we call public art, giving voice to community through the arts. So, I mean, the most simple way is to talk about the character and sometimes the beauty. Sometimes it's not beauty. Sometimes it's interest. Sometimes it's stimulation. Sometimes it's about, wow, that has made me curious. What on earth is that thing about? And like, it's about so many different ways to involve people in public art, coming upon it, not knowing, you don't expect it. You leave at one stop on the transit way and you're at the kettle, and then you know, okay, I'm going to get off at the Beats. They're like markers too, you know, and what a fantastic way to mark public space. The other thing about public art, aside from its first importance, is that it's art and it enhances and characterizes and gives personality to a city. The other thing about public art, you know, it invests in the city. We put the money into the hands of artists, fabricators, electricians, builders, all the people, the local suppliers. All of these funds go into the community. It's not a huge thing, but it's an important thing. And so the only other thing I say about public art, although like there are books and books and books about this, but public art makes public spaces safer. You know, it draws attention to those spaces. People will go there, experience the work. It'll encourage people to linger. Not only does it give downtown that sort of character that we want to differentiate Winnipeg from any other place, it makes it memorable as well. People who visit this city, you know, do they remember how many potholes that they might have encountered? No, they remember seeing the public art and what it meant to them.
Definitely. And it gets people out of their cars.
Yes.
Off of the pothole-ridden roads and walking around, interacting.
We have a great tour program that is available primarily during spring, summer, and fall. But we have bike tours, and we have walking tours, and we have tours with wonderful tour guides who are completely knowledgeable about the artwork and can lead you through it if you want to do that. It's part of urban life, part of the magic of urban life.
Agreed.
I'm very happy that we could do the transit way as a total. I think that makes a wonderful statement and is so varied all along those, you know, kilometers that I think it was a real success story.
Yeah, those are all so different from each other. Like the first time I saw them, my partner, he's a civil engineer, and he was actually working on the rapid transit corridor for many years. And so when it was finally complete, we took a drive together down the corridor, and I was just like, oh, what is that? What the heck is that?
Yeah, well, you see, that's what you have to do. Like, you know, you confront something that you've never seen before. I mean, there are major public artworks all around the world, and some, you know, Chicago has fantastic pieces right in down central Chicago with the bean and all those things.
The bean.
Yeah. And Seattle, you know, they're all around. And it doesn't mean that in our own way, we can't achieve just as much here in Winnipeg.
Yes. Well, I'm really looking forward to the future. Hopefully we can get some more money in the budget soon.
I hope so.
We'll see. Hopefully these cuts will amount to something, and then things will level out and we can focus more on the art.
If there's no, you know, consideration of the draft budget, perhaps making some changes for the final budget, then it can mean 4 years of nothing, and we will have to close the program.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We can't survive. I can't ask a wonderful professional to hang on with the off chance that we might get funding in 4 years from now, 5 years from now. So we'll continue to do the work.
And it is such a shame, too, with the Winnipeg 150 this year. It's like...
Yeah, not the year to do it. Well, there's no year to, you know, when's a good time to cut public art? But not this year.
If you would have any suggestions that maybe students from the college could do to raise awareness or pitch in some way, we'd love to know.
Well, certainly the awareness option is really, really important. You know, at Red River, the new building downtown, work that was done on the exterior of the roof on the under...
Oh, yeah.
Under the roof there. We worked with the folks at Red River to locate an artist and to put that project together and help them out. Then Casey Adams' piece, which is on the inside on the floor, we advised on artists that Red River could use, and we worked with the architects and we did all of that. I mean, we're here to help institutions like Red River include public art in their projects as well. We can't fund that, but we can facilitate the process so that that kind of enhancement, you know, really something for the students is possible. That was a great project.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We would like to see more of that. And as far as making their positions known, make representation to the city, emails, letters, the obvious, the city will be hearing in March. There's the opportunity to go before committees to make opinions known about the budget. And this might be asking an awful lot of students. And I'm not asking anything of students, but this is the way you get the message to government. You know, I hope that students want their city to be more than it is, and somewhere that they want to stay and serve and grow and have their careers and have their families as they look to their future, especially when it comes to the creative professions, whether it's communications or the arts, design, architecture, all of those things that can make a city so special. Yeah, I hope the students will make their opinions and position known.
I hope so too. I will for sure.
Great. Well, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carol. I really appreciated having this talk.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to my episode. I hope you all enjoyed listening to Carol as much as I enjoy talking to her. Now get out there and get involved with raising awareness for public arts initiatives.